Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brendan with Evoke Bike. This is one of those podcasts that could be 10 seconds long, but an athlete had just, he skipped a ride on Tuesday, and he had made the comment, let me pull it up here real quickly. I had a couple tough days at work and reduced sleep time, and so I decided to catch up. I opted to skip today's training and shift it to tomorrow. Super, super, super smart move. Riding when you are already run down is a really slippery slope. Number one, we always got to remind ourselves, riding the bike is putting stress on the body. That is just breaking us down. It's not making us stronger. We get stronger when we recover. So you're giving your body a stimulus and then taking that rest week, those small rest days, getting stronger. Same thing. You have two really tough days at work. Take the bike out of the picture. Like, you need time to recover from that. It is such a slippery slope, and I really don't think that our bodies can absorb much training when we are just shredded. When I was doing medical device sales, I was covering a couple territories for a few years that were probably like the hospitals were like an hour and a half away for a main account in New York and in Tennessee. But when I was in Tennessee, the operating room, the surgeon started very early at 6. So I was up at like 3:30 or 3:45, quickly eat, get out the door, etc. If I got home at 5, there was no way I was getting on the bike and like getting out of Nashville and going for a ride. Unless I was full of energy, but like it was such a long day that those operating room days were my rest days for sure. And I would come home and I would just, you know, you'd lay down and it's like before you even lay down, you fall asleep. If you feel like that, I really don't think that you should ride that day. And on a bigger, more macro scale, if that's your life, I understand that some of us have jobs that are super crazy busy. Like, I would really ask yourself, does it have to be that way? I shouldn't even go down that path. I'm not a life coach, but life is short. If you're really just drilling yourself into the ground 5 days a week, maybe you're doing it for the money for your family, but there's a lot of ways to make money. And if you're in a job that is that demanding, you're probably a pretty smart person and you might be able to figure out a better way to do it. I'm just thinking out loud here. So if you are super exhausted and tired, massage the training schedule, move things around a little bit. Do not kill yourself. Now, we won't make this the shortest podcast ever, because this is what you also want to be thinking when you get a little sick. I cannot tell you the number of people that will continue to ride when I'm like 85%. Why not take a day or two? Take the bike away. How amazingly long do days feel when you don't ride? How much stuff do you get done? It's like when I'm on a rest week, I was talking to Tom about it and we were talking about, you know, hey, could I do 4 week blocks, 5 week blocks back when I was doing base miles? And I was like, dude, you know what? The body could handle that if I kept to the hours that he prescribed. The biggest issue that I have is like the rest week is huge for me. Like, I get so much done. I catch up on editing. I catch up on making the podcast. I catch up on, you know, I don't really have to catch up on athletes. Those are my number one priority each week. But all the other little things that we have going on, talking to the coaches, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm sure we all have that time in our lives where when we have a list of things that just have to get caught up on. Every fourth week, you know, I've trained 3 weeks, take a week off. That week when I'm only training like half the time, the days seem so long. Take those couple days when you're kind of sick. I do not ride sick, because what did we say in the very beginning of the podcast? When you ride, it stresses your body. You're not getting stronger. You're breaking your body down. So if you're a little sick, you're breaking your body down more. Now, the adage is if it's below your neck, in your chest, you definitely don't ride. If it's in your head, you can ride. Man, if you have a nose infection, a nasal thing going on, and you're riding with that, and you really let that thing blow up, that's above your neck. That's not a good thing. Why not just take a day off? and get your mind right. And you're going to have to, maybe you have to go to the doctor. That's going to take up some time. Like, you still have to do all the other things in your life. So less is more. I ride a ton, but if you follow me on Strava, you can see when I rest, I'm full on rest. And I laugh. There's an athlete, shout out to James, who was just like, damn, dude, when you make me go hard, it's really freaking hard. But I hate rest weeks. Like, I've never rested this much. I'm like, you've never taken a rest week? He's like, no, man. I mean, I used to like take a couple days and like feel kind of good and then like get back after it. I'm like, well, how sustainable is that? He's like, well, and the more you dive into this type of thing, you see that that also stems into athletes that have these like weird, like, 5-6 days off where they're almost driving themselves into getting burnt out because they kind of rest, but they don't. It's not sustainable. I mean, look at guys like Patrick Wally, who's racing a ton of Zwift. He's, while his hours aren't huge, it's hard to burn out on hours. He can do a ton of intensity in different types of racing. We went from like New Zealand, he went into Zwift, he went into gravel because the dude knows how to rest. And it's, you know, you gotta make yourself do it. It's, I put on the schedule for my rest weeks. By Wednesday, athletes are doing like an endurance opener ride. And then Thursday is actually, I have people take it off or ride endurance, but I put in big letters, like, do not ride more than endurance. This is still a rest week. Even if you're starting to feel good, just take this one extra day. I really think there is something very beneficial about 4 days. You just crushed it for the past 15 days. You need to rest a little bit. Okay, let me get off my soapbox on this one. I just really want my last comment. Sorry. I think we all, it's natural for us to worry that we're going to lose fitness, that we're going to get unfit. Don't be crazy, right? I do the same thing. I'm like, I got to take a day off. I'm going to like lose everything. The past 3 months of training will be wasted by one day off the bike. No, don't be silly. You know, I'm actually looking forward to Chris's birthday is coming up, and I'm taking him to Moab in Utah, and really excited to see some of just the nature and amazing natural wonders out there in that part of our country. I haven't been there before, or actually when I was, it was for a work trip and wasn't really doing anything cool like this, but I'm going to be 4 days off the bike. I'm not worried about it. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an amazing break. I've ridden a ton this year. And you might be saying, hey, well, I don't get to ride as much as you because of my work schedule. Like, what do I do in that break? Our bodies are accustomed to our training load the same amount. Said differently, like, you still will benefit from getting off the bike after you've been training for 6 months, no matter how many hours you're doing. Remember, if you're training 8 to 10 hours, that's a pretty good amount of training for a human being. You're also working. You might have a family. You might have a partner in your life. Like, there's a lot of things going on. Give yourself credit. You don't have to be training 20 hours a week to be like, oh, I deserve a week off. Keep being the amazing athlete that you are. Keep getting after it. Plan. Be nimble. Attack your goals. Hey, shout out to Dirk Friel. He doesn't listen to this podcast, but on their Training Peaks podcast, I really liked. He says, he ends it with like, you know, don't be, I forget, I'm going to say it wrong. Like, don't be worried about, go after that next big goal. Sign up for that next big event. I really like how he says that. It's really encouraging. And yeah, maybe when I meet that guy again, we've met, I kind of know him. Like, we've raced against each other. I met him at the race. I met him at Training Peaks University. I'm sure he meets 1,000 people. But I might reach out to him. It would be really cool to have him on. And shout out to Training Peaks. They do amazing things for us in the cycling world. We've got some other really cool coaches coming up. I'm pumped. And I hope you all have a great day. Talk to you soon. Mm-hmm.